Listen to Carol talking about the Giant's Causeway in Northern Ireland and tick the correct answers.
Hi, Carol. Nice to meet you. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I had a gorgeous holiday.
Great. Where did you go?
This summer, we went to Northern Ireland. We, that is my parents and my sister Liz, stayed at a nice B&B at Bushmills, which is about 3 miles away from the famous Giant Causeway. The causeway is terrific. I've never seen anything like it before. It's a great natural wonder.
Have you got some pictures on your mobile?
Yes, I have. Look, that's the best. I took it during sunset. The columns are dark red against the dark blue sky.
Wow, the causeway looks like a long stone staircase that leads directly into the sea.
The basalt columns are the result of a volcanic eruption. There are about 40,000 of them.
When did the eruption take place?
The guide said it was about 60 million years ago, and the lava formed the columns. Some of them are 12 meters high, and the biggest are about 30 meters thick. There are many legends about the Giant's Causeway. My favorite legend is that an Irish giant built it to get to Scotland to fight his enemy. But when the giant's wife finds out that the Scottish giant is much bigger than her husband, she decides to trick him. She disguises her husband as a baby and puts him in his bed. When the Scottish giant sees the big baby, he flees back to Scotland because he thinks if the baby is that big, his father must be much bigger. He destroys the causeway behind him so that the Irish giant cannot follow him.
Sounds great.
Yes, the legends were very interesting, and the guide told us many more. He also showed us some stone objects, like the giant's boot, the giant's harp, and the giant's eyes. I took lots of pictures, and there was a huge amount of seabirds, and on the rocks we saw many different plants I'd never seen before.
Perhaps you can do a presentation at school.
Yes, that's a brilliant idea.